Hello, it's the year 2024. It's me, Matt Stewart, and we've sold out all four of our Do Go Ons live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. But if you want to see me, you can do that. The show's called Dry Dryer, and we're at a new venue now. It's called The Grace Darling. Me and Sarenjaya Marnett, it's so much fun. The show's getting real good, I reckon. It's been heaps of fun, so we'd love to see you there. Use the discount code Do Go On for cheaper tickets. Also, we've now got the Do Go On quiz show. It's up online on the Stupid Old channel, so please check it out. Getting some lovely feedback so far. Please give it a watch, subscribe to the channel, maybe even comment on it, and, you know, feed those algorithm gods if you can. But love to see a Dry Dryer in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Check out the quiz show. Anyway, let's get on with this show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Do Go On, the podcast that you are listening to right now. You know, you're aware of that. That's why this is why Dave normally does the intros, I suppose. Because look, I made a bloody mess of it.
Hi, Matt. Do you want me to save you?
No, I don't want you to save me. Just let me flounder. I'll never learn otherwise. No, go and save me.
All right. Well, you are listening to Do Go On.
No, give it. Let me. You are listening to Do Go On. I'd like to introduce my two co-hosts, my cohorts, Jess Perkins. How are you doing, Jess?
I'm very well, thank you, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Thank you for asking. That is very sweet of you.
I'm
I appreciate
a
that.
Pie.
You are a sweetie pie. What? No, you're not. That's a lie.
Who's our other host?
Our other co-host, of course, is the man, the myth, the legend. It's Dave Warnacki.
Hello to both of you. Hello, listeners.
How do you feel, Dave, with Matt doing that introduction? How do you feel?
I feel no threats whatsoever.
You're comfortable
decision.
In the back seat there?
I'm comfortable. I'm good. I've got my hand out the window, and there's a safe distance between me and the overhanging branches on the side of the road, so I'm good.
You're an idiot.
Feeling good.
Yeah, that is...
Just wow. Hey, you brought up the car metaphor and I just bloody ran with it.
You were a very cautious kid, weren't you?
Overhanging branches on the road.
Mm-hmm.
All okay, right. Yeah, no.
Watch
enough.
Out for those. The silent killer of the roads.
No, I think the silent killer of the roads is ice. The drunk.
Icy roads. Oh, right. Of course. Yeah. And how are you, Matthew?
I'm pretty good, thank you, Dave. Feels really good. What a great week it's been. Just
Cruising?
Basking in the glory of last week's episode.
Oh, wow. And we're going to back it up this week, not with a report by either of us. We are actually in the back seat. In the front seat this episode is Jess Perkins.
Oh, a woman's driving! Jess, which is perfectly safe because they're very good drivers.
Statistically, yeah, much safer.
Much
offering.
Safer, actually, yeah. And less accidents, so.
I don't like to generalise.
Me either.
But yeah. Generally speaking, women much safer drivers.
And just better humans.
I don't like to generalise, but generally speaking.
You are correct.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yes, it is my turn this week. I'm a little bit nervous about this topic, but there's a bit of a backstory. I was listening to, Dave, your most recent episode about the Curse of the Pharaohs.
Yes, which hasn't so far taken any of our lives.
Thank goodness.
Hashtag
touch wood.
Hot for tut.
Hot for tut.
Still pushing that.
Hashtag hot for tut. And I was listening to that and I brought something up during that episode that I realised I bring up a lot.
Oh.
So there isn't actually a question for this week's topic. I'm just going to give you clues, okay. And I think you'll be able to pick it fairly quickly because it's something that I make mention of in nearly every episode.
Oh, hashtags.
It's not hashtags. It's usually in reference to somebody. You'll say somebody's name and I go, oh.
You say, oh, left-handed.
Left-handed.
Great topic.
We are doing love handedness it. Or left-handedness.
Handedness. Handedness. That is such a good title.
It's a really hard word.
Is it a word, handedness?
Handedness is. There is a better word for it, but it's really not complicated and it's really hard to say. So I will be saying handedness for this episode.
So is the other word even more?
Saying? Yeah, it's something. It's something.
Sometimes, Jess, I don't know if you've noticed this, and I used to think it was accidental, but I'm starting to think maybe it's on purpose. When you're doing a report and Dave's like, hey, here's a question, and I reckon he knows that you don't know the answer to specifically, and then he'll push again when it's quite clear that you don't have it in front of you.
No,
what a jerk.
I'm just...
Honestly, Dave, and I don't say this lightly, it's been on the tip of my tongue for a few episodes now. Fuck off.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you.
The catchphrase that has worked against me time and time again. No, I'm just a very inquisitive person.
No,
I love how we think that fuck off is our catchphrase. Like we coined.
We're the only people to think of it.
We've had people tweet in saying that they are enjoying that as a catchphrase.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm trying to find it now because I think I had it somewhere in my notes. There is, but it is known as handedness. That's a perfectly, perfectly reasonable word for it.
Fine, let's go with that. That sounds good. I didn't know that.
No, I think Dave is right. Let's just say bogged down in this minor detail. You absolute jerk.
I'm trying to move on.
Alrighty.
I'm holding up a finger on my left-handedness, and guess which one it is.
The
His
pinky.
Thumb. Oh, yay.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up for friendship.
I went with pinky. It doesn't mean it. Yeah. Like, oh boy, that shows how my...
A pinky promise I won't be pedantic anymore.
A pinky swear.
Aww.
We've pinky sweared on the podcast. All right, Jess, I'm actually quite excited for this topic. Should we go around the table and say what hand that we write with?
Reveal which hand.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exciting. Dave, would you like to go first?
Well,
can we give him a drum roll?
No.
Yeah, it's a shit.
We had a drum in here for so long.
And we hated it, and now we need it.
We used to set up around like a drum kit that was in the corner of the studio.
I had to climb over it to get to my seat. Why I didn't just move, I don't know, but that was my seat. Anyway, yes, Dave?
I only bring this up because I want to talk about how I'm right-handed, but I actually play sports and things with my left hand.
Oh, and there's a name for that, which I will explain.
Oh, okay, we'll get to that, which is good. But one thing, because I feel like that maybe I should have been left-handed when I was growing up. I've got terrible handwriting with my right hand, and my left hand is much stronger from playing, slightly stronger.
Mm.
Well, it is much stronger, but comparatively to most people, it's still a lot less... full of strength.
Still very, very weak.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's quite a preamble to whatever Dave's about to say here.
Oh, I just wanted to bring up that, yeah.
You think you should have been a lefty?
I think I should have been a lefty. Okay. So maybe this podcast will win me over.
Yeah, and
I'll start writing.
You'll be recruited.
Because that's how it works, right? You join a team.
You choose.
You get sorted into a house, Harry Potter style with a hat.
Yep. Yeah.
At birth. And how about you, Matt? Are you just a straight up righty?
I'm straight up. Straight up, straight down the line, right, man.
So there's no way of winning you over to the dark side?
No. I occasionally putt left-handed.
Just for fun.
But, yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it.
You crazy.
Yeah.
And as you may have guessed, because I am doing this topic and because I constantly bring up left-handers, I am left-handed.
And have you been left-handed your whole life?
Yep.
Or is it a new
born
phase?
Didn't convert. I was born. Born and raised lefty. And very left. Like, if I get to a fork in the road, I'll turn left.
No matter what.
No matter what. I favour
everything
left. Even if
the GPS is saying turn right.
I'd probably turn left.
Was it Zoolander that could only turn...
He couldn't turn left.
I couldn't turn left.
Yeah, so... because there's four types of handedness.
Four?
There's four types, right? So there's left-handed, right-handed, obviously. Mixed-handedness, which is when you favour one hand for some tasks, but the other for other tasks. So you would technically be... You would probably call yourself mixed-handed.
So I'm a mixed-hander.
I mean, if somebody says you're left or right-handed, you wouldn't go, well, actually, you'd just say right-handed because that's
what I mean,
when
I was a kid, I probably did, but now I'm an adult, I'm not as much of a wanker. You know, when you're a kid, you just want to tell people stuff. Now, actually...
Stuff that makes you different and therefore kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think I talk so much about being left-handed? I'm like, I'm special. You're not...
It probably depends on the scenario as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if someone's going, you go, like to hire some golf clubs and they say you left or right-handed, you don't get, well, I write with my right hand.
But I play golf left-handed. Okay, so you want left.
Well, let me finish. Say, I play hockey with my
Yeah, exactly. It does feet. Does very much depend. And so you've got mixed-handedness and ambidexterity, so when somebody's ambidextrous.
See, I always thought ambidextrous was when you did a bit with both, but is that when you have
you can do either.
Equal control?
Equal. So I find a lot of people will be like, oh, you're left-handed. That's cool. I'm ambidextrous. I'm like, no, you're not, fuckhead. Makes me really angry.
They might be mixed-handed.
They're mixed-handed because like less than 1% or about 1% of the population are naturally ambidextrous. It can be taught. You can teach yourself to be better, but like it's got to be some, there's got to be a natural element to it. And that's, it's literally equal. So your writing would be the same left and right. Dave's trying to write Dave with his left hand now. You do have pretty bad writing. I can barely tell the difference. I was actually going to bring in some left-handed scissors for you guys to try and then I forgot.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is. And I was going to say, lots of right-handers don't know.
Yeah, it's because the blade goes the other way.
The angles differently. So I can't use right-handed scissors.
Oh, so your whole life you haven't adapted to us.
Oh, I can if I absolutely have to, but they will be very poorly cut. I'll take a photo of...
We'll take a photo and tweet this out.
Do you know which one's which?
Right, left.
Yep. And what about Dave?
Left, right.
Right?
But I think my right hand is only slightly better than my left hand. And it's not because I'm good with my left, it's just because I'm terrible with my right.
Yeah.
I'm equally terrible. Does that make me ambidextrous?
You would be ambivalous or ambisinister, who are people that demonstrate awkwardness with both hands.
Oh,
so neither of them are better than the other.
Does that just mean you're equally untalented?
Equally untalented.
Shit.
So yeah, I would say you can classify yourself as mixed-handedness. What do you do with your left? So sports, throwing things?
Okay, no. See, this is the bad thing.
Oh, this is weird. Okay. What's Matt looking up? It's just porn.
Oh, hang on. It was left-handed porn.
It was on topic.
Relevant.
It was relevant.
That's funny.
It is funny. It is. Left-handed porn. I'm sure there are left-handed porn stars. There must be.
There have to be.
Actually, this guy looks... He seems to be ambidextrous.
No, he's...
He's ambisinister. He's not, he has no talent with either hand.
This is a real mess.
Oh, Dave, my God. What do you do left-handed?
So, okay, I'll do right hand first. So I write with my right hand, but I do throwing action with my right hand. Mm-hmm. But then we swap to the left hand for bat sports like cricket, baseball, golf, and tennis, which when I did tennis lessons growing up, they tried to convince me to swap to right-handed because a serving action is similar to throwing.
Fair enough.
But I'm a better thrower with my right, even though my left hand is stronger and more powerful in the
arm.
It's very strange.
That is a bit strange.
I will also say that my terrible handwriting, this is quite embarrassing. When I was in prep, so first year of primary school, my hands were so small that I had to go to a special class because they were too small to properly hold a pencil. And I'm serious. I know. So I was treated like a learning difficulty, if you will. And I had to once a week go in with this guy and be taught to write better. And I never got good at writing.
Oh, that's so great. Oh. Well, did you have, left-handed kids in the class? Because a lot of them were, hook, so they write almost upside down because we smudge everything as we write.
Oh, so they get their hand and they curl back around.
They curl it right around. And a lot of my friends would almost write sort of upside down. But luckily, when I was in prep, my prep teacher was left-handed. His name was Mr. Wright. I mean, you can't write this shit. And he made sure...
You wouldn't want to.
No, you wouldn't want to. It's no good. He made sure the lefties had... we had these special grips on our pencils that made us hold our pens properly, and he made sure we didn't, write weird. So I write... I hold my pen a bit wrong, but I write properly.
You write proper.
Yeah, I write proper good, but... Speaking of, the things that you do or being told to try with your right hand, I learnt guitar in early high school, and I played left-handed. And then a couple of years ago, I bought a ukulele and I wanted to teach myself the ukulele, and I decided I was going to string it left-handed because I'd played guitar left-handed. It's more comfortable for me. And I was talking to the guy in the shop and I was like, oh, can you, you said on the phone you'd be able to help me restring it left. And he went, just try right. Just do it right for a bit.
What a lazy bastard.
Yeah, I know. And I play ukulele right-handed.
Oh, so you
did it. I did try right. And now I don't want to go back because I'll have to reteach myself how to play, and it's like, well, just play right-handed.
It sounds like you are definitely a mixologist.
I'm not. I am 100% left. How dare you?
And I am 100% ambi-sinister.
Ambi-sinister.
Terrible at all.
Now, so there's a lot of studies into whether or not handedness is genetic. At one time, there was hope for finding a single gene that would be responsible for hope hand for finding preference.
A cure. Hope for finding a cure. And we still hold out for it.
There's always hope. At one time, there was hope, and there still is.
Did they find this gene?
No, because what really happened was this general realization that no complex behavior can be explained by just one thing. It's either a genetic or environmental. It can sort of be both. So
you can be affected by the environment.
Yeah, and the fact that they kept failing to find a gene responsible for handedness is just sort of further proves that point. They can't. There's no direct link. There's indications, but nothing that's solid. And the German researchers observed that there are several recent studies suggesting that handedness may not be a monogenic, but instead a multifactorial trait that is determined by multiple genetic and environmental factors.
Matt's nodding like, yep, he wrote that. Uh-huh. He wrote that.
It's a good one.
Word for word, spot on, Matt.
Yeah. So, but that said, handedness displays what they call a complex inheritance pattern. So, for example, if both parents of a child are left-handed, there's a 26% chance of that child being left-handed. But that's if both parents are left, there's still only a 26% chance. Like, right is just so much more dominant.
Right, but if all four of your parents are left-handed, then, 50% chance.
Yeah.
Right.
So, eight parents?
Your forefathers.
Straight in there.
Straight in.
100%.
100% lefty.
My mum's a lefty, but maybe one of my sisters is left.
You should probably know that.
Really? Is that, you think that's the kind of thing like that you should know what your sister's up to?
You should. With her handwriting. I think you should probably know if your siblings are left or right-handed, yeah.
Why?
Oh, I don't think I do.
Well, then she's probably right-handed.
I think my dad is left-handed.
I reckon my younger sister's left-handed.
But you know that. You know he's left-handed, which means you are aware, so your sister's right-handed.
But then
I can tell you that now. Your siblings are all right-handed.
Okay.
Because you would know.
Well, I think
because we make a big old song and dance about it.
Yeah, I reckon. I know my cousin's left-handed because he bangs on about it
exactly.
A lot.
Exactly. We are obnoxious about
it. So, but where can you bring it up?
Oh, anywhere. Absolutely anywhere.
I always think golf course is pretty clear because it's like you're borrowing the clubs, if someone's clubs or whatever. You can't go, do you mind if I try out your driver? Oh, your fucking driver's a bit backwards. Wrong. Yeah. A little bit backwards.
It's a bit pointy on the front there.
Because if you put a lefty next to a right-hander at a dinner table, we'll bump elbows with you because it's the wrong hand, right? But my sister...
Do you swap your fork elbows. And knife?
No. I eat right-handed.
Oh, see, I eat left-handed. I eat with my
What?
So fork in your left hand or your right hand?
Right hand.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so every time someone sets the table, it's polite, I believe, to hold the fork in your left hand and the knife in your right hand. Yeah. And that's what most people do normally.
But you swap it over.
I swap it over.
That's impolite, Dave.
By following my right-handed family, so I have fork in the left. Maybe I'm a little more mixed hand than I thought.
There you go.
Wow, I'm learning about myself. Ultimately, that's what this podcast is all about. Would you guys have any idea what percentage of the population are left-handed?
Yes. 10%.
It's close to 10, I believe.
Correct. Yeah, it's 10 to 12. Yes. But yeah, 10's sort of a good... Because some say 7 to 10, so I'd say let's just stick with 10.
Matt and I just high-fived with our right hands.
I
actually would have guessed higher, but then when you said...
to 10%.
When you said yes to 10%, I thought... No, I reckon actually, yeah, it's probably around 10%.
I'll stick with 10.
But when you said that only 26% of kids of two left-handed parents, that seems like that should be higher than
doesn't
that.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
If I understand science, and I don't, then I think that should definitely be higher.
Well, in his book Right Hand, Left Hand, an author called Chris McManus argues that the proportion of left-handers is increasing, and left-handed people as a group have historically produced an above-average quota of high achievers.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's why they seem...
Is that
they're
true?
More visible.
Mm.
I suppose it's pretty hard to quantify... Who was a high achiever and who isn't?
True.
I think, well, Jess, just before we started rolling, was saying that she is quite a high achiever.
Big time. Big
and
time.
She's a left-hander. But, yeah, I think... Do you know when I
talk... We don't laugh there. It sounds serious.
I know. I'm kidding. Because Jess is a high achiever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, big time.
Big time. All right.
Did you have to go to a class about not being able to hold a pencil? I don't think so.
He's so cute and tiny.
Yeah.
You How just are you so little? Were you born Prem?
Protect that guy.
Were you very
small? I wasn't Prem, but very small child. And to the point where...
Still a very small man.
I'd have a lunch order on Fridays. So I'd get a half a hot cheese roll. And everyone would be pretty excited if I
the
finished...
The left half?
If I finished that half roll.
Aww. Oh my gosh, you're so cute.
Thank you.
But you were Tiny Tim.
Well, yes, I was the Tiny Tim.
What day is it, Dave Warnicky?
But today, sir, it's Christmas Day.
I reckon the left handers are probably rising is because it's like, I imagine in the olden days, people were like, no, you do, like they get it beaten out of them.
Oh, absolutely.
You are a right hander and they have their left hand hit with a ruler by their teacher.
Yeah, big time.
Are you going to talk about that at all?
Yeah,
the discrimination.
I've got
I've got a lot about that as
well. Yeah, it just feels like that is, the olden days was a fuck.
And so now nobody gives a shit. So if you're left handed, cool, you're left handed.
I'm just quietly offended, but I will keep that to myself.
Oh, no, fair enough. If you want to kick me off the podcast, that's fine.
Wait, which bit are you offended for?
Well, Jess operating the laptop with her left hand. It makes me feel sick.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's the devil at work.
No, I see. I thought you might have been offended by us super patronizing you about your childhood of hardships.
Of smallness.
Your tiny.
Your tiny, tiny childhood.
Oh, fine.
Your whittle.
My whittle childhood.
Whittle childhood.
Whittle Dave. Chris McManus. This is in his...
Oh, left hand, right hand.
Right hand, left hand.
Oh, sorry. Oh, so he puts right first, does he?
Oh,
I see how Chris operates.
Once we get onto society and the history, everybody puts right first. Left-handers' brains apparently are structured differently from right-handers in ways that can allow them to process language, spatial relations, and emotions in more diverse and potentially creative ways. Also, a slightly larger number of left-handers than right-handers are especially gifted in music and math. And a study of musicians in professional orchestras found a significantly greater proportion of talented lefties, even among those who played instruments that seemed designed for right-handers, such as violins. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Oh.
Now, before you have a go at me for being biased, it's not all good news for lefties.
Wait, did you have written down, now, before you...
Come and look at my laptop. I have, now, before you have a go at me, before being biased, comma...
I love it, because you sounded like you were reading, and I'm like, you've written this.
Because I'm realizing in this research, it's so one-sided, it's so left-sided, but it isn't all good news for us.
Now, before you say that what I'm about to say is wrong,
Shut up. Shut your traps.
What a character!
Are you happy? You happy? You pointed that out. Thank you for noticing that.
Dave is giving me stink eye. Sorry. So, hey guys, I just thought that was a funny thing to do. I do it as well, but I just perform it. A little better, a bit more naturally.
By doing this?
Yeah.
Makes it seem natural.
Hey, I was saying,
before you have a go at me.
People probably haven't noticed that until you brought it up.
Because you edited it out, that's why.
All right.
I feel like that, Jess, you're wildly left. Matt, you're wildly right. And because I'm ambi-sinister, I'm sort of the one in the middle trying to control relations.
Mm. Sinister means left, right?
Yeah.
So what did you call yourself? Mixed sinister.
Ambi.
Ambi-sinister. That means that's the one where you're useless with both.
Yeah.
Oh. But why? I wonder why it only mentions the left part.
Ambi. Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe because ambidextrous means but being able to use both.
Right.
And in all...
Well, because the word dextrous implies dexterity. That's...
Yeah.
But sinister implies leftness.
Yeah, but left is bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm an ambi left.
Based on everything. Again, I'll get to it. Shut your fucking face.
You're
going to
talk about the right side of the Father? That's where Jesus resides.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, wow.
So what I was saying before, my scripted line, now before you have a go at me for being biased,
comma,
it's not all good news for lefties. According to a 2014 study, right-handed people have higher cognitive skills, less behavioural and speech problems, less often have learning disabilities, and more often graduate their school. 40% of people with schizophrenia are left-handed. And research indicates that left-handers are more likely to become alcoholics, delinquents, and dyslexic.
That seems... it's something about the link between being a left-handed and becoming an alcoholic. That seems
Yeah, well, I didn't do the study.
Wow,
but
Jess,
did you do
this study?
Yeah, I did this study. What I quite like about that, though, is that I'm going to feel like an idiot for pointing this out because people never notice it until I do point it out. But I have a tiny bit of a lisp. I think I've pointed it out to you once, Matt, when we were on the train one time, and so now I'm kind of like, oh, it's because I'm left-handed.
What?
It's when not because I had braces and I can't say S properly sometimes.
As someone who has been ridiculed on this show before for mispronouncing the word sixth.
Sixth.
I feel like that it is my time.
Can you say it again, Dave?
No. We're ridiculing Jess here. Which I've never noticed.
Yeah, I can't say it like kittens. And for someone here kittens.
Who has three S's, two in their first and too one in their S's. Surname.
Perkins. Yeah.
So how do you say kittens?
Kittens.
Do you think that's the secret kittens. To your adorableness?
Yeah, big time. Say kittens.
Kittens.
Kittens. I can't.
But I feel like
X can be hard to pronounce. Sex.
But the T is the part you're mispronouncing.
Yeah, kittens is a bad one.
You've been described as adorable, but like
by myself. Yeah,
was it always by you?
No,
I remember it coming up like three times recently, but it was all you always.
It's probably always me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably got nothing to do with the lisp then.
Nah.
It's just your own bloody.
So, but it's because I'm left-handed. Ego. It's because I'm left-handed that I can't say S properly sometimes.
Wow, and because I'm ambisinister, I can't say any words properly. E.g., sixth.
You can't do anything properly.
I said it so quick that Matt couldn't hear
Six.
It.
I love how somehow me with the worst voice in the world.
That's it.
Talking voice.
But that's also not true.
What kind of voice are you?
Well, the world is a big statement, but I've got like a super dopey voice. It's funny that you two have somehow become the ones who have...
Because I feel like you're on the offensive to cover up your own
Yeah,
it's
probably what it is. So that's how I live my life. Hey, you've got a big nose. Got him. He can never get me back now. Isn't that right, you weird red-bearded freak?
So we're talking about beating it out of left-handers. I want to talk a little bit about the social stigma around being left-handed. At various times in history, left-handedness has been seen as many things. A nasty habit. I love that, like picking your nose.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. Stop that. A mark of the devil. Left-handers are children of the devil. A sign of
I just
want to neurosis.
Say, I love a good nose pick.
Oh Dave.
But continue.
No, what?
Which hand, though?
No.
Left.
Interesting. Oh, left-handed Dave, nose picker.
What you do in your own time is your business, but don't put that on the podcast.
Sorry, everyone.
No, I'm leaving it in. It's been seen as a sign of rebellion.
That's what my picking the nose is.
Of a criminal nature and also homosexuality. If you're a left-hander, you're also gay, apparently. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that
But it's also been seen as a trait indicating creativity and musical ability. So, hey, we can be devil children, but, oh, man, we can sing.
Paul McCartney. Jimi Hendrix.
Don't rule
Kurt
them all.
Cobain.
I've got some later.
Sorry.
And that's all three of them. Damn it! some scholars note that left-handers may be one of the last unorganized minorities in society because they have no collective power and no real sense of common identity. Additionally, left-handers are often discriminated against by social, educational, and religious institutions. Some customs and even languages set the left-hander apart as different and even bad. I love that. We're an unorganized minority and we're discriminated against.
Yeah, just get your shit together and overthrow this right-handed...
Yeah. Well, you think about it. Like, the word left in English, it comes from the Anglo-Saxon word lift, L-Y-F-T, which means weak or broken. Even the Oxford English Dictionary defines left-handed as meaning crippled, defective, awkward, clumsy, inapt, characterized by underhanded dealings, ambiguous, doubtful, questionable, ill-omened, and illegitimate.
Wow, what a rap sheet.
Yeah.
That's left-handed. That's the...
Jess, that's you.
Isn't it? I'm very awkward and clumsy. They didn't have adorable in there, which is weird.
Must have run out of characters.
They'll probably update that this
year. In the dictionary.
Yeah, they ran out of characters in the dictionary. Even phrases in English suggest a negative view of left-handedness. So, for example, a left-handed compliment is actually an insult, which you may have heard. Like,
no, please.
A left-handed...
I've heard of backhanded.
Oh, the left-handed
yeah,
compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a... backhanded compliment? Is that similar to that?
No. Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe kind of similar. But, like, yeah, I suppose it would be. But a left-handed compliment is an insult. So, yeah, I guess a backhanded compliment is in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, hey, Jess, that's a pretty good top you're wearing for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's like a backhanded compliment.
Not the best example, but that's okay.
Well, it's just something I wanted to get off my chest.
Thank you. This top is a good top for me. People will often say someone is speaking left-handed if they're drunk. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Oh, I was talking left-handed. It's when you're drunk.
No. But I have spoken left-handed a couple of times, if you know what I mean.
No idea.
What do you mean?
I'm an alcoholic. I'm left-handed.
And all through history, left-handers were forced to use their right hands instead of their preferred left, as you were sort of saying before. Even a couple of my uncles were forced to write with their right hand, but were natural lefties. That's
so funny. Really? So what do they do now?
I think one of them, my mum's brother, has gone back and writes with his left hand. And my dad's brother still writes with his right hand, but does a lot of other things, most other things left-handed. He prefers the left. This is kind of interesting. So until very recently in Taiwan and still in mainland China, left-handed people were strongly encouraged to switch to being right-handed or at least switch to writing with the right hand. And that's due to the importance of stroke order with writing Chinese characters. Because it's sort of developed for the comfortable use for right-handed people. Does that make sense? Like, because the stroke order is really important in their characters, so it's just better to be right-handed.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, in some ways, because like you were saying with the smudging, in English, it is also easier to be right-handed.
Because we write left to right. Yeah. So my hand is going over the fresh ink, so it's just dragging across. So my hand's always black. Covered in ink, and then my pages are always smudged.
Oh, so you still get a smudged hand now? You haven't developed a way to avoid that?
No. Should have. Didn't.
Oh, that's okay. No, I just wasn't sure if people did avoid that. Like,
yeah, I'm sure
you're
they do. Yeah, that's why people would have done that. Absolutely. Or if I can do it but it's less comfortable. Just like quickly writing, my hand just sort of drags along. And when I was in primary school, like the cool thing to get were these like colourful gel pens that were super cool. But I couldn't use them because they would just smudge everywhere.
I remember those. They were great.
They were so good.
The four colours.
Yeah, or you'd get the glittery ones too. Ooh, fancy.
Well, I don't know if you...
They were super cool.
You were 1,000 years old. Shut up.
Yeah, come on. You were selling them at the news agency, your part-time 17-year-old job.
Well, we were 10.
I did do a part-time job at a news agency.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you sell those pens?
Patterson Tats News and Post.
I know it well. Yeah. No one obviously out there can see this, but I was talking about being such a bad handwriter that I do that, get ink all over my hands, and I'm right-handed.
Yeah, well, you're just not bright.
Constantly.
You're bad at both sides, remember?
I'm bad at both sides, but I am amazingly good at some things.
Such as? Introducing this podcast.
I don't want to toot my own horn here, but yeah, that's right.
Great speaking voice.
Was that a...
Do you... No, that was a four-hander.
Oh, because you have picked on me in the past. Anyway, please.
No, you're right. That's why we let you do it. It's because you're very good at it. Why we let you do it? What hand do you hold the mic with? Does that affect that?
Left. Oh, yeah, when you're doing stand-up, you hold left-handed.
Yep.
How about you, Matt?
I think I'm right.
I do. Both.
I never really think.
Yeah,
about
I'll switch. But
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I'm so scripted dominant right. That there are sometimes points when I know I need to swap hands. Like, I do a joke where I look at my watch, so I know before that I've already passed the mic over to my right hand because my watch is on my left.
That's a nice peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, I know.
My microphone technique, I prefer the left because I'm so used to hosting my game show, Facty Fact, where I have to control the laptop with my right hand that now that's become natural.
Yeah, there you go. So that's good.
So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I prefer left.
But I never thought about that out loud, so just thought I'd let you guys hear me think about it.
Isn't it interesting?
That's nice. Must be in on that moment.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before jumping, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
So I was talking about like the stroke order in Chinese characters. On the flip side, there's right to left alphabets like Arabic and Hebrew, and they're generally considered easier to write with the left hand. So, there you go. I'll just
Yeah, it must be difficult if you're writing in Arabic if you're right-handed. Do you have the same? I imagine you have the same problem that you have when you write English left-handed.
Yeah, it's just...
But do those cultures have more prevalence of a left-handed?
I don't know. I'd assume it would still sort of be the same prevalence, whether or not they're encouraged or not. Well, maybe not encouraged. Nobody's encouraged to be left-handed, but whether they're discouraged from being left-handed, I suppose. Nobody's like, oh, you can kind of favour your left. Why not be left-handed? Off you go. Like, it's just whether or not it's not discouraged.
Yeah, sure.
What's kind of weird and interesting is how it comes across in lots of cultures and even religions. So the angel Michael sits on God's right side while Samuel is on his left-hand side. And the attribution of evil to the left and good to the right appears in various forms throughout the world. Many artistic expressions of the devil show him to be left-handed.
Oh, what's he holding, the pitchfork?
Probably a pitchfork, just a severed head, maybe.
Holding it up.
There's pictures of him writing in his journal.
Dear diary.
Dear diary. Another big day.
Satan here.
Tell you what, there's this... This girl in my class, and she is a sweetie pie.
I think I'm going to ask her to go to the disco with me.
Yeah, Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn.
That's pretty good, thank you. That wasn't even pre-written.
It wasn't.
That was, I'm having a look at your
screen
there.
Check my laptop, not there.
How about when you dance?
It was that good that you'd think that's been workshopped.
They planned that.
Yeah, you set that up and spiked it down yourself. Do you dance with two left feet?
No. I'm very coordinated. I can boogie-woogie with the best of them.
Yeah, it's interesting that it's not two right feet, because it would be the same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's always left that's seen as clumsy or
it's just a funnier punchline, I think. It's a funnier word, left.
Left. In witchcraft texts in medieval Europe, it was the left hand that was used to harm or curse another person. It was always the left, so witches would like touch somebody with their left hand and that would inflict the curse upon them.
So obviously even these witches themselves believed that the left was...
Yeah, yeah. And it's really funny because both Jewish and Christian traditions are strongly right-handed in their practices. So for Catholics, Anglicans and other denominations, the priest must present the communion wafer with the right hand.
Yeah.
And you have to accept with your right hand, which stressed me out. Stressed me out so much as a kid.
Okay, so as someone who's never taken communion, do you have to take it with your right hand?
Well, you sort of accept it in your right hand, and then I would always take it. I would then take it out of my right hand with my left hand and pop it in me gob.
When I was a kid,
sign of the cross is always right hand.
That's right. Yeah.
But I instinctively do it left hand, and then I'm like, oh no.
Shaking's always right handed, but that's not religious.
Yeah.
I had my priest when I was a kid. He had, I don't know if it was a lisp or just an interesting way to talk, and he'd say, so when they held out the piece of bread, the Jesus bread, he'd go, body of Christ.
Christ.
He'd hold the S.
Body of Christ.
Oh, great.
Body of Christ. Christ. This is like to 100 people in a queue. It's like, come on, mate.
Oh, so everyone got that.
We got things to do. It's Sunday. I'm going to go.
So he had to say that 100 times every week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably 100 plus. This was in the 90s. People were going to church back then.
Yeah. But yeah, I would feel guilty. I would be made to feel guilty. I mean, Catholic Church, so it was a lot of Catholic guilt regardless. But yeah, if I ever did the sign of the cross with my left hand, I'd be like, oh no, and then I'd like redo it again with my right hand.
Yeah, imagine that God, you know, existed. Wouldn't that be crazy? But also imagine if he existed and he was like, this child just did the sign of the cross with the left hand. Well, you're going to hell, you little fuck.
Good one, dickhead.
Yeah.
That's probably what he'd say. Sorry to any religious people listening.
Well, look, we're all religious in some way.
In our own ways. So yeah.
In my way, I'm religious in the way that I'm not at all religious.
Speaking of fun facts about religion.
Oh.
The right hand is mentioned positively 100 times in the Bible, while the left hand is mentioned only 25 times, all negatively.
Wow. 100%.
Right? So even like through the Bible, it's negative. In many Islamic countries, people are forbidden to eat with their left hand, which is considered unclean because it's used to cleaning your body after you poop.
So
you wipe.
That's just a hygienic rule, though.
Smart play.
Yeah, but
if you stops the spread of hepatitis B.
But I'm left-handed and eat left-handed, so I would just go there and offend everybody. Additionally, public displays.
But you'd have to before you eat, go relax, guys. I wipe my ass with the right hand.
We're all good,
guys.
Guys,
got a bidet. No worries.
No wiping. I just shake it off.
I don't have an anus. I'm fine.
I don't have an anus.
I blew it off weeks ago.
I just sweat it out. It just slowly sweats out. You'll see.
You'll see it come. Well, there goes a bit.
So not only can you not eat with your left hand, but also just any public display or use of the left hand is against the law in some Islamic countries. So I would be screwed.
So what do you mean use of the left hand?
Well, I'm guessing it's fairly general. So like handing money over left-handed, maybe waving.
You know, when the president has done a speech and everyone says a round of applause.
They slap their side. Just on the chest.
I just did that with my left hand.
Oh, no.
I swapped. We're okay.
Yeah, no. Okay. By that time, you've been taken out of the bat and shot.
They know. They're onto it. But it's not, again, it's not all bad.
Oh, great. You've got some perks.
Perks. Among the Eskimos, every left-handed person is viewed as a potential sorcerer.
But in a positive...
Is that good?
Positive sense.
Or is that
they...
burn at the stake?
Yeah. So no, I think it's good. Like a friendly sorcerer.
Oh. Someone who provides you with stuff, is able to go out and get stuff. Someone who...
sources things. Okay, I understand
sorcerer.
Where you were going with that.
Oh,
that was
another please editor.
Not
that.
Your best. In Morocco... The left hand is considered to be a scar, S-G-A, a word that means either a devil or cursed person. So
is that, and that's a positive?
No.
Hold on, but that's Morocco. That's a long way away from where the Eskimos
live.
Yeah,
I know, but that was all in the one point, so I'm guessing it's probably all negative.
Oh, I see.
But I'm going to take it positively, because I reckon being a sorcerer would
be
pretty sick.
Remember where Mickey Mouse was?
Yeah, he had a good time.
He had a great time.
Oh, Fantasia, box office flop.
Yeah, and tough movie to watch.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a kid and you're like, a Mickey Mouse movie? Oh,
it's bad,
I hate
isn't it?
This.
Why is he dancing with broomsticks?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Who wants to watch
this?
What's the market for this?
You really lost the market there, Walt.
The Incas thought left-handers were capable of healing and that they possessed magical abilities.
Ooh. Be pretty disappointing when... you weren't performing any miracles.
You don't know that.
And you were like, I'm just riding left-handed.
Maybe you just haven't had given me a chance. Maybe that is the
Witch.
Miracle. The North American Zuni tribe believed that left-handedness signified good luck. So remember how this podcast, you guys did a couple of episodes and it was no good. And then you're like, hey, we need a third voice. Let's get Jess Perkins. And now it's great.
Yes.
Well, maybe it was a little bit of left-handed charm you needed.
Yeah, we could hear our right-handed voices and no one wanted to listen to
that. No one wants that. You need the charm and arrogance of a left-hander.
It definitely has improved since you got on board. Stop fishing for us to say that every week.
I just want you guys to love me.
We love you, Jess.
Thank you.
Despite all the left-handed awkwardness.
There's a couple of nicknames for... There's lots of nicknames for...
Molly
Duca, very good. That's one of the ones I have. I've only got a couple here because a few of them I just couldn't even figure out what they meant. And any time I Googled them, people were kind of like, I think it might be this. Like, there's no real... they can't actually find... Yeah, thank you.
Can you explain Molly... Do you know
Molly Duca is an Australian thing, apparently. Oh. Duke's referring to your fists.
Yeah.
And then they used Molly, from what I can read... to imply that you fought like a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I use that term a lot. I didn't realize it was so offensive.
You fight like a girl. Southpaw is one that I think we've maybe even talked about before.
Mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
so I believe.
Toot was a southpaw.
No, toot. I think you lied. I think you were joking.
I was only kidding about that. But yeah. Southpaw, did you look at what it means?
Yeah, so it's derived from baseball. I thought it was to do with the batter. It's actually to do with the pitcher. So parks were often built with the home plate in the western corner of the field. And when a left-handed pitcher was facing the batter, his throwing arm would be the closest to the south. Thus, the term southpaw.
And a southpaw boxer is when someone is left-handed, but they use their right hand as their main punch.
Their right hand and right foot are forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Even though you're left-handed.
Bang.
That's interesting.
Left-handed person leading with the right, which is very strange.
I think that's how I would hit. Because I did taekwondo, and I would... Yeah, I would sit like that. I'd be a southpaw. Yep. There's also... my dad always calls me a cack-hander. Cack just means shit.
Shit-hander. Oh, and that would go back to the...
Arabic
people would wipe their bums with their left hand.
Your dad's a bit of a charmer.
Isn't he just?
What is it? Cack?
Cack-hander. C-A-C-K. Cack.
Is that why Kerri-Ann Kennelly was known as Cack?
No.
Because Kerri-Ann, it's her initials.
It's her initials.
I knew that for sure.
Dickhead.
Cack.
I've got a list here of
we'll see again. I love Cack if we're talking about Kerri-Ann Kennelly.
Sure. Absolutely.
I keep setting myself up for being taken out of context for that end part of the episode. I love Cack. I just did it again to make it easier. Sorry about that.
I'm trying to bring it back to poo. Caca. That's Spanish for poo.
Very good. So as you may have heard that the left hemisphere of the brain controls the right side of the body and the right hemisphere controls the left, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, define hemisphere.
Literally, the left side of the brain.
So left side from your perspective or from someone looking
at It's got to be your perspective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody looking at you, but like if you're standing looking at my brain, the left side is controlling the right side of my body, and the right hemisphere of the brain controls the left. I thought this was common knowledge. Is that not common knowledge? Did you know?
I've heard a lot of people claim that different parts of the brain, and then I've heard other people dispute.
Yeah, but it's one part. Some people used to say, and it's not true. I don't think is that one left is creative and right is
that's
logical
what
or something.
Is, yeah,
not, or vice versa.
Now that's disputed, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah. So it is disputed, but it's disputed in terms of left-handedness, right-handedness, that sort of thing. But those parts of the brains are responsible for those tasks. That's not that disputed. From my understanding,
not that
no, but I don't think it has been. Like when I did psychology in school, and that was one of the things we looked at. So, like the left brain, so you right-handers would be, or the argument is, you'd be better with your logic, analysis, sequencing. You think in a much more linear way, mathematical. Dave, you're always with the numbers, language. Matt, you speak 7.5 languages. Facts, Dave. Facty fact. Need I say more?
And what's a left-hander supposed to
exhibit? A left-hander, so the right side of the brain is more to do with creativity, imagination, thinking more holistically rather than in a more linear way, intuition, rhythm, non-verbal sorts of things, visualizations, and we daydream a bit more, which is quite appropriate. But it doesn't mean that, like, right-handers have no imagination. It doesn't mean left-handers can't be mathematical. It's just that those sides of the brains...
Wait, so the brain? Okay, so you're saying if your left hemisphere of the brain is stronger, you'll be a right hander, and vice versa.
Not like it's not set in concrete, and I'm no scientist, but so I don't want to say.
So does that mean that? Did you say that the left? If you're a left hander, the things that your right hemisphere of your brain is better at, you're better at? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the argument, yes.
Well, I could have just... I don't know why I didn't need to ask you. I could just listen to the podcast back when it
classic
goes
classic right-hander.
Classic right-hander.
Not thinking... No,
I was
thinking...
daydreaming. That was a left-handed trait.
Very good. See, that's what I mean. Like, it's... Obviously, we can all do all of those things. It's just a tendency one way or the other. They find that lefties do excel more... Or, like, a lot of people in the arts would be left-handed.
So some sort of online quiz we can do that will tell us if we're left or right-handed.
That'd be great.
That would be very
Question
handy.
One, which hand are you right with?
Right hand. Oh, there's only one question in this quiz.
I am right-handed. There you go.
There you go. I'm not very creative after all.
I have a list of famous lefties if you'd like to hear those.
Yes, please.
US presidents. There's been quite a few. We got Garfield, Hoover, Truman, Ford.
Which Hoover?
Herbert. Herbert Hoover.
Pardon me, I thought you were implying J. Edgar Hoover, who was the founder of the FBI.
Yeah, well, he's not a president, so that would have ruled that out. That's what I was disputing.
No, Herbert Hoover. Truman, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush.
That's the senior.
That's senior. Bill Clinton and the current US president, Barack Obama, is a lefty.
So does that mean three of the last five or four of the last five? Only George W. has not been.
Is there a tie to the Illuminati here, do you think?
I feel like he might have been as well, but he's not on that list there, so I could be wrong. But I had a feeling he was too, maybe.
Yeah, because I think the left-handers are often reptilian shapeshifters as well. So that makes sense that they would have so often been US presidents.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. It's funny that they're so open about their...
they don't mind at all.
Yeah, they don't seem to mind. Yeah. Yeah. That's a Jessism. Yeah.
That is me. I do that.
Yeah, I've picked it up.
You're right.
That.
I am adorable.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it, no.
George W. George Jr. No deal.
I've also got some musicians. So a few that you mentioned before. Kurt Cobain. Phil Collins.
Fabulous Phil.
Noel Gallagher. Of Oasis.
Oh, yeah. Noel plays Upside Down, yeah.
Yeah. Judy Garland.
Juju.
Jimi Hendrix, Robert Plant.
Oh, my God. More than half of these have died very young.
Shut up. Seal, he's fine.
Robert Plant's still alive.
But Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, they were 27 clubbers.
Mm-hmm. And
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
Didn't she make it?
Oh, no.
Oh. I'm thinking, who's her daughter's old?
Liza.
Is that right?
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, but Judy Garland, suicide.
How young was she?
I didn't know that.
Maybe 40?
Oh, that's a bummer.
Okay, back to happier things. Tie back to...
So you were saying they're creative, but like often creative people have a lot of inner turmoil.
Yeah, it's rough for us. It's hard out there for a lefty. Us lefty creatives, artist
really
types.
You've got to mobilise, unionise.
Yeah.
Who else you got? You got anyone else there?
Yeah, Paul Simon. Ringo Starr.
Yeah, right.
Ah. Ringo was also a lefty.
So one half of the Beatles left-handed. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Ties back to our previous episode. Okay, artists. This is the best. Artists. Leonardo da Vinci, Raphael, and Michelangelo, all left-handed. 3 out of 4 Ninja Turtles, baby.
Beatles, 3 out of 4 Ninja Turtles.
So which one was not?
Donatello. Fuck off, Donatello. That's why I always hated Donatello.
So Donatello, and he was the sculptor of the four. So the three painters.
Oh.
That's why Donatello can go get fucked.
You heard it here, Matt. He's your favourite.
No,
we know that.
No.
Okay, I've also got some actors as well, actors and comedians. So, strap in. It's a pretty good list. All right. We've got Dan Aykroyd. Hey, half of the Blues Brothers. Tim Allen.
Oh, pop.
Sorry, it's very loud, sorry.
I love that noise though at the end. Dan, 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 dan. Oh.
Not as good.
If I was going to guess, I would have thought Al Borland would have been left-hander of that comedy duo.
There you go. Charlie Chaplin was a lefty. Then we've also got Tom Cruise, so that's disappointing. Robert De Niro, Fran Drescher. Okay, everybody?
Fran Drescher.
Larry Fine of the Three Stooges. Whoopi Goldberg. Goldie Hawn and her daughter,
Whoopi
Kate
Goldberg, Hudson. What is noteworthy for being one of the few to win the...
EGOT. Emmy,
good.
Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
It all ties together. That's why I mention it so often on this podcast. I'm very sorry, but now maybe I won't do it as much. I probably will.
Got it out of your system.
There's a lot of family ties as well, so Goldie Hawn and her daughter, Kate Hudson.
I thought you were going to say Michael J. Fox.
No. Jim Henson.
Family ties.
Jim Henson and Kermit the Frog. His son.
Jim Henson also... the Jim Henson Company did the turtle puppets for the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Really?
Three out of four of them left-handed. We know that.
That makes sense. Maybe that was why they were all left-handed, because their puppeteer was left-handed.
Yeah, that's probably it. Well, that's the other thing. So
that's very funny.
No, but Bart Simpson is left-handed because who created The Simpsons? I've gone blank.
Matt Groening.
Matt Groening's left-handed, and he's created Bart as left-handed as well. And Ned Flanders, of course.
Oh, the Leftorium.
What do we know? What one thing will we not need in the future? Left-handed stores. That's you, Flanders.
It's great.
Que sera, sera.
Other notable lefties, Steve McQueen, Marilyn Monroe, Anthony Perkins in the original Psycho.
T-Perk. Is that your dad's name?
No. It's his middle name, though. He's John Anthony, so Richard Pryor, Sylvester Stallone. Okay, we got Rocky. Good luck, right-handers.
And
Adrian!
Pretty good impression.
Yeah, thank you.
Want to have a go, Matt?
Hey, I'm a very talented writer and performer. Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky. Shopped it around a lot. Sold my dog to make sure it happened. Or is that a myth? No, that story? Yeah. I went back and bought it from an alcohol shop.
Jack Drews does it. Have you seen him do stand-up about that?
Oh, that's where I would have learnt it from. Jack Drews, who's just downstairs.
Not your best impression. Okay.
What? I thought I nailed it.
Tying back to the Mary Poppins episode and your favourite show, Diagnosis Murder.
Don't tell me Mr. Big Dick Van Dyke is a left-hander.
He is a left-hander.
Oh.
And finally, we also have the Queen. We do actually have the Queen, but we also have Oprah.
So the Queen Elizabeth II?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is. Charles definitely is, and Prince William definitely is. And I have a feeling I've read that Queen Elizabeth II is as well. Yes, I'm going to say yes.
We're not in the business of having a feeling.
No,
like,
I read it, but I didn't write it down. Anyway,
we're in the business of briefly looking at stuff online and then trying to remember it and talk about it. Oh no, that is the same thing. All right,
same thing.
Please. Go on. There's a few things in sport where they find left-handers to be very important that I know off the top of my head.
Very important.
In cricket, nearly always the opening two batsmen will be right-hand, left-hand combination.
A combo to try,
and that is so because every time they swap ends, the whole field has to move around, and the bowler has to change his line, so it just becomes a
bit tedious for the other team.
Yeah, and it's just like it's harder to find a rhythm if you're having to change from a left-hander to a right-hander every ball. And I think it's a similar sort of idea with baseball and pitchers. Mm-hmm. They'll have a front-line left-hander, front-line right-handed pitcher again. So whether or not to favour whichever one you need, you can go to one or the other. It's interesting that. It's just a tactical thing.
Yeah.
Which means that 10% of the population has a better chance at... You're going to be seen as more valuable as a cricketer or a baseballer if you're left-handed.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of other famous left-handed sports stars. Rafael Nadal is one that comes off the top of my head.
There are a lot, and they find it's an advantage in nearly every sport, except stuff like swimming. That's kind of useless. But fencing in particular... It's a huge advantage to be left-handed, apparently.
Have you ever seen, what's that movie, The Princess Bride, where he's like, well, actually, I'm not even left-handed.
Whoops, swaps over.
Oh, man, what a moment.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
So good, that guy. Have you seen him talk about refugees and stuff on Colbert recently?
No.
Very good video, you should check that out. So emotional. What's his name, the actor?
Mandy Patinkin.
Great name as well.
Yeah, jeez, great
this
name.
This is a sidetrack. Let's see how far away I can get from the topic.
No,
Mandy Patinkin. Golf. In golf, it's most courses are set up to be harder for right-handed slicers. So if you're a left-handed slicer, you're more likely to be able to bend the ball naturally around corners, which is an interesting thing.
Oh.
Because you're much more common to be a right-hander, and you're much more likely to be a slicer in golf. It's easy. It's like just a more common fault. Ideally, you're moving the ball right to left. But if you move it left to right, then as a right hander, you're a slicer. So they make a lot of holes with dog leg to the left. So you're moving the ball the wrong way. Anyway, I'm talking about golf. I play golf like twice a year, and I played it last week, and I've been thinking about it a lot.
Golf on the brain.
You're thinking about your tactics.
Yeah.
It is an advantage. Even playing basketball, I played basketball since I was 7, and being left-handed was a huge advantage because people would defend me on the wrong side.
Right.
So they defend me there, and I just roll the other way, and then they're like, oh, shit, you went the other way.
So that's an advantage until anyone knows.
Yeah, but they never figured it out.
I guess amateur basketball is different.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And it's just your instinct. You guard the right-hander.
Absolutely. I do have some fun facts, and finishing on the
do you think they're more
the
fun than dog leg left at the golf course?
Maybe. Well, this time, I will read these and you can tell me if they're fun or not. They're not that fun. Oh, no, they're interesting.
I will never pass judgment on your fun facts.
If
you say they're fun facts, they're fun facts.
I'm Jess Perkins, the queen of the fun fact. I said that so droll as well. I am Jess Perkins, the queen of the fun fact. Okay, apparently, so I said before that two left-handers having a baby, 26% chance that child's going to be left-handed. I'm going to put that out there. I don't care if this gets back to my future children. If I have a left-handed child, they're going to be my favourite.
I think you're about to say you're going to tell them not to because of the hardship you've faced.
No, I'm a proud lefty, despite the hardship.
Jess has grown up in a time where nearly all of the hardship doesn't exist anymore, apart from smudgy writing.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that worries you anymore. Everything else is an advantage. Basketball.
Pretty much. I've been very lucky. My brother teases me a lot, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but
your brother can get fucked.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. He can get fucked. I said they're more likely to have a 26% chance that two lefties will have a left-handed baby. But what's interesting, though, is mothers who are over 40 at the time of a child's birth. This makes no sense at all now that I read it. Mothers who are over 40 at the time of a child's birth are 128% more likely to have a left-handed baby than a woman in her 20s.
Now, that's is that right? That
128%
can work.
More likely.
Yeah, so more than two times.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, I was thinking, like, you will definitely have a left-handed baby.
More, no. If it was 128%, you've got 128% chance of it happening.
Yeah.
128% more likely. That would be some. No, it is locked in, and then some.
Yeah.
If there's a chance that they're going to be double left-handed.
Which ironically makes them right-handed.
Yeah.
Two lefts make a right. Yeah, okay, no, that's right. I'm confused by my own statistics there.
Yeah, no, that I definitely had to think about that.
Was that interesting? Was that interesting?
Yeah.
Sweet. Was it fun, though?
I think it took us on a fun journey.
Didn't it? Speaking of journeys...
I will not pass judgment, Jess. You can't make me.
Speaking of journeys and also tying back to one of your previous episodes, Dave, 1 in 4 Apollo astronauts were left-handed.
Ooh. Oh, that's 250% more likely.
Your face just stayed completely dead when I said that.
No, I was just thinking about the maths.
Wait,
of that.
No, that, does that make sense?
1 in 4.
Because you're 10% chance. So 250% more likely to be an astronaut if you're a left-hander than a right-hander. Does that make sense?
No.
Can you make what I want to say make sense? So there's only 1 in 10 people are left-handed,
but
1 in 4 people have been on Apollo mission. Left-handers have been on 1 in 4 Apollo mission astronauts have been left-handed. Can you break that down into a simple sentence?
I don't think we can.
Well, it's just, yeah, you're absolutely correct. Like, of general society, only 1 in 10 people is left-handed. But of Apollo astronauts from the Apollo program, 1 in 4.
Yeah, so that's 250%. There's got to be a 250% thing there, right?
Yeah, but still, you're more likely to be selected as an astronaut if you're right-handed.
Yes, but as a left-handed person, because it's like...
I can hear the cogs in his head turning.
Yeah, my brain is just... They're not turning, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So, if you're a left-handed person, so you're in a room and there's...
Okay, so you are more... I actually think you are correct that you're more likely to be picked because of general society, only 1 in 10 people is left-handed, but a whole quarter of the program are left-handed.
Yeah.
But if you were right-handed, you'd generally expect that 90% of the people picked for the mission would be right-handed.
Yeah.
But only 75% are.
My brain just won't let me make that. Anyway. Maybe we'll edit all that out. Thanks, Jess.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jess.
Nah, it's great.
Oh, fuck you.
Real good. Studies have shown that if a left-hander injures his or her dominant hand, they have an easier time learning to use the other hand than if they're a right-handed counterpart. So I'll show you as well. If I write Jess in left and right, it'll actually be... It's not terrible because we're more used to using...
Oh, like with the ukulele when the guy was just like, just do it right.
Is it because right-handed is the right way, so it's just you're naturally should be able to do it, but you, because that little evil part of your brain makes you want to do it left-handed.
Yeah. It's just the evil in our brains.
Yeah, you can. Yours is definitely better on the left still.
Oh, big time. Yeah, for sure. But I just mean because there's so many things that are designed for right-handers that we have to adapt to a lot. So we're just more used to using our right than you guys would have to. You guys wouldn't be as forced to use your left, that's all.
The closest in quality out of our three is definitely Dave and Dave because they're both terrible. Awful.
I believe the term is ambisinister.
I'll be taking a photo of that. I'm going to tweet that.
You've got lovely handwriting, Jess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say Dave then.
No.
Why?
No, they're terrible.
Possibly... No, it's actually not that bad. It's fine. It's...
Mate, you make me feel physically ill.
I am so happy to have been brought up computer age.
Yours and mine is kind of similar.
Yeah, I was told a few times as a kid that I have girlish handwriting.
Oh, I didn't mean that at all.
What does that even... No, I know you didn't mean that, but what does that even mean?
Just good handwriting or like mate, quite I think that neat might or mean, cursive?
I think it might mean neat.
I think that's fine.
Which, what a weird thing. Check out Matt. Neat handwriting. What a girl.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure to be offended for right now.
Is an interesting one. I don't know if you know this. You can't play hockey left-handed.
I was going to bring that up before.
Yeah, can't play it.
Oh, because all the bats are the wrong way around.
Exactly.
And you're not allowed... you get... they blow the whistle if you hit the ball... If you're seen hitting the ball with the non-flat side of the hockey stick.
What a weird thing.
It is a bit weird. I find that I can... With, bat sports or, striking, I can do both. Like left or right-handed. I think I'm actually a little bit better on right-handed when it comes to cricket, but I can comfortably do both. That's, just a little brag there, not even to do with handedness.
That's a hand, like in cricket, some the modern, the 2020 games and stuff, there's more...
the reverse.
More reverse hits, reverse sweeps and stuff. So that'd be quite handy in modern cricket, I imagine.
And the final thing that I want to talk about, it's my favourite day of the year.
Oh, is there National Left-Handed Day?
International Left-Handers Day.
International. Welcome.
Do you know what date it is?
Yes, it'll be... Wait, there'd be... Does it make sense somehow?
No, so there's no thinking.
Seven is like an upside-down L.
So, July... July 7th?
No. It's August the 13th.
Evil number, 13.
Yeah, classic. August 13th, started in 1992. It was started by the Left Handers Club, who only joined in 1990.
And probably they said they hadn't organised.
Yeah, that's right.
Themselves.
You're starting to organise.
So according to the Left Handers Club, this is how they describe it. International Left Handers Day is an annual event when left handers everywhere can celebrate their sinistrality, meaning left handedness, and increase public awareness of the advantages and disadvantages. Disadvantages.
Why would you celebrate disadvantages?
Yeah,
no, it's awareness.
That's raising awareness.
Oh, pardon me. I thought it was like, yay, people aren't very nice to us.
You're celebrating being left-handed, but also just letting everybody know. It's about awareness. It celebrates their uniqueness and differences, who are from 7 to 10% of the world's population. Thousands of left-handed people in today's society have to adapt to use right-handed tools and objects. We're just, okay, guys, we have to adapt. In the UK alone, because this is where the club is sort of based, so in the UK alone, this is in 2001, so it's a while ago, but there were 20 regional events, including left versus right sports matches, a left-handed tea party, pubs using left-handed corkscrews, where patrons drank and played pub games with the left hand only.
Like it, I'd be in for that.
Isn't it fun? And they even have what they called lefty zones, where they made right-handers use left-handed objects to see just how awkward it feels to use the wrong equipment. Whoa, wowza. Exciting, isn't it?
How many left-handed international left-handed days have you celebrated in your life?
If you look through my Facebook, I would make a post for the last 5 years when I became aware of it.
Oh, you actually have?
Yeah, I put it on Facebook because I find it funny. I think it's ridiculous.
But you weren't aware of this. You were aware of this before the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you might have just come across it.
Nah, I was aware of that day. Big time. Big time aware. I text my left-handed cousins on that day.
What date was it again?
13th of August.
I reckon this year, let's go to a pub and play left-handed whatever.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I'd be in it for sure.
Do that for me?
To get you to a pub for sure. Party pooper over here.
Oh my god.
Never wants to go to the pub.
Because you're embarrassed that you can't drink with your right hand.
I can't do it.
You miss your mouth every time.
Every time. Like, Jess. What I like about it, though, is that they're, like, bragging and whinging all at once because they keep mentioning that it's all about raising awareness. So they say stuff like, oh, we're more likely to develop schizophrenia because our brains are so much more creative. Like, all right, guys, come on. So, yeah, the International Left-Handers Day, 13th of August. I even looked at my calendar. I was like, maybe I'll save this topic for sometime in August and I'll do it then so it coincides. But
could not wait.
I couldn't wait, firstly, and Left-Handers Day also falls on, like, a Friday or a Saturday this year. It just wasn't going to work. I was like, you know what? One of the boys will probably think to do left-handedness and then I'll miss my chance. So I'm doing it now and I'll just share it on Left-Handers Day.
Imagine if we'd brought up the topic of left-handers. You would have been so pissed.
I would have been furious.
That we're talking about your thing.
You already stole the Queen Elizabeth one from me, so...
That'd be the
equivalent. Hey, she's all our queen, but you're the only left-hander.
Wasn't letting it happen again. So there you go. How do you guys feel about left-handers now?
Question for you, Jess. You wear a watch. Mm-hmm. Do you always wear it on your left hand?
Yes.
Because that is not what most left-handers do.
I know. Most would put it on their right because right-handers will wear it on their left, but I do. I've always worn it on my left.
How about you, Matt, when you put a watch on?
I haven't worn a watch in so long. I was trying to see if there was still a tan line, but it would be a good 15 years. So that's probably it's probably gone. Yeah, I have no idea. I would have thought right hand. That's the way I went to look at my watch.
Mm. What would you put it on?
I wear it on my left hand, like a right-hander.
Yeah, like a normal person. That's the thing. See, I was raised by right-handers, so I probably copied them a lot too. Just did what they did because I just wanted to be cool. My brother always teases me for, like, this is when we were kids, but, like, if we're buttering toast or something, he'd be like, you put the butter on the wrong side of the knife because I'm coming at it from a different angle. It was a very strange thing to tease me.
Oh, that's strange. Do you butter with your left hand?
Yeah, I do everything with my left hand.
Do you butter with your right hand, Matt?
Yeah.
I find that very strange that I butter with my right hand, but as I said before, when I'm holding cutlery, knife goes in my left hand. I cut with my left.
But, okay, knife in your left. Okay, yeah, but fork in your right.
Mm.
Yeah, so then once you've finished cutting, you've just got your right hand. Because I think what a lot of people would probably do is, like, cut with their fork in their left hand, knife in their right, but then when it just comes to just stabbing food and eating it, they'd swap over to their right hand.
Oh, what about soup? Would you guys be left or right with the spoon?
Right hand.
Left. Oh, left?
Yeah, of course. I literally cannot do anything with my right hand.
Well, you do the cutlery.
Jess, what about vitebrits?
Right hand. I eat vitebrits right handed.
I thought so. Had a feeling.
Obviously.
Arm wrestle, left.
Left.
Thumb war.
Left.
Okay. Javelin.
Left.
How many times have you played javelin?
Like twice during high school.
Oh, I've never played, but I assume...
Played?
Combing your hair.
Left.
Brushing your hair.
Left. Brush my teeth. Left. Yep. Any other questions?
Combing for head lice.
Right.
Oh,
interestingly.
That is interesting.
What about holding a straw?
Left.
What about...
You'll slip up one day.
I do everything left-handed. I can't even text properly right-handed. It's very awkward.
Oh, I text left-handed. Well, I have a lot of more appreciation, and I'm still obsessing over the fact that I can call myself ambisinister now.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I'm bragging about how ungood I am at things.
Ungood.
Ungood, that's a left-hand
speaking
left-handed
over there, mate. Yeah. Nah, you're not helping the cause, Jess.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope we've raised some awareness for the lefties out there.
Probably. Undoubtedly. And if you're a lefty, tweet to me.
Oh, yes. What's your hashtag this week?
Hashtag left is best.
Well,
that's good.
Well,
no?
Not my best. Hashtag...
What about hashtag left for Jess?
Left for Jess.
So, like, even if you're, like, right-handed, just so give Jess a bit of support over here.
Yeah, that's
left
nice.
Left for dead?
that's the same. That is the same.
Hashtag left for Jess.
Left for Jess.
I do appreciate that. Do you guys have anything else you need to announce at the end of the show?
It was all a ruse. I'm right-handed.
Whoa.
You turds. No, I'm not.
Tickets
though.
On sale for Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh, yes, we're all doing shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Doing a show with Andy Matthews at the Tuxedo Cat called Logistical Nightmare.
Love it. Great title.
Have you got some logistical nightmares happening?
Oh, big time. Well, Andy has moved to Sydney since we decided to do the show. So it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, that title.
Oh, great. Well, I'll kick in for the Kickstarter to get Andy come back for a couple of weeks.
Bring Andy home.
And Jess, you are part of a showcase show. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm part of Comedy Zone, which is a show Matt did last year.
Yeah.
So follow in your footsteps. Everything you do, I do. So next year I'll be doing a show with Andy Matthews. But for this year, I'm part of Comedy Zone, which is five up-and-comers, and it's put on by the Comedy Festival. It's really fun. It's at Trades Hall all through the festival, which is going to be super cool.
Super cool, and I'm doing my quiz show, Facty Fact versus the Audience, at the Imperial Hotel. It's an interactive quiz show, so if you like answering silly questions, much more silly
than
the stuff we say on here. And I'm also doing my brand new show, The Lonely Comedian's Blind Dating Show Spectacular.
I like it.
The Melbourne Town Hall.
Jess?
Hmm?
Have you been asked?
I have not. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Well, maybe I don't think you're lonely enough to be on the show.
Thank you. I was going to say, fuck you, Matt, for implying that I'm lonely.
I do need guests.
I'm lonely, but I'm not desperate.
I do need guests on the show, but I feel like the email subject, lonely comedians, is going to be very hard to get people to come down and say, have a good time.
Could I be on it? I'm lonely-ish.
Don't ask. Come on. No, it's his show.
That's too desperate.
Well, we'll talk about this off air, yeah. I imagine. But
do you think that's appropriate, Dave? Yeah, no.
Listeners don't know, as soon as the microphones go off, we never speak off air.
Oh, no. Nope. No. It just so happens that we have excellent chemistry on air, but off air, hate each other.
Yeah, man, I can't say a single word off air to Matt. No, God.
It's in my rider, I won't speak to him.
It's pretty hard through all the hatred.
We speak through publicists only.
That's right. Well, I should have told you that all those shows are on sale now at comedyfestival.com.au if you're in Melbourne town, but if not, you can always hit us up on Twitter at DoGoOnPod, and DoGoOnPod@gmail.com is the email to get in touch.
We're also on Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
We always
too.
Forget to mention Facebook. Facebook as well.
Yeah, can you give me, what do you call it? The ability to do stuff.
Do you
on
not
there?
Have that?
No.
I still haven't let Matt have access to our Facebook page. I will not. I will not allow this. You've ruined too much for me, Matt. No, sure, I'll do that after the show as well.
Any other, what else have we got on the agenda
admin
today?
Stuff we need to cover?
I'm probably going to go to the beach this weekend. Okay.
Really?
No, I don't know. We'll see what the weather's like. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, I think I'm going to close it out. Bye. Later.
Nailed it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.